This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll talk with the amazing Kreskin, his thoughts about the new year and predictions for the future, coming right up. But first, some bad news. Your job won't exist in a decade. Happy New Year. Here's a scary fact. In 10 years, 65% of the jobs that people are doing haven't even been thought of yet. Technology is moving at warp speed, and most of our jobs are going to change. Since robots are going to take over some of the more menial tasks that we do, what can we do to stay competitively employed? First, you want to make sure that you master and stay on top of any new medias that come along. Virtual team skills and communication skills will always be in high demand. Which jobs will be in high demand in the future? In the IT sector, information security analysts, big data analysts, artificial intelligence and robotics specialists, applications developers for mobile devices, web developers, database administrators, business intelligence analysts, gamification designers, business systems analysts, and ethicists. In other fields, engineers of all kinds, accountants, lawyers, financial advisors, project managers, specialist doctors, nurses, pharmacists, physical therapists, veterinarians, psychologists, health services managers, school teachers, and market research analysts, along with sales rep and construction workers, particularly bricklayers and carpenters. Jobs that you'll see decline? Probably agricultural workers, postal service employees, sewing machine operators, switchboard operators, data entry clerks, and word processor typists. Big news for cookie fans, the Girl Scouts are adding three new cookies to their lineup. They are rah-rah raisins, an oatmeal cookie, Trios, a gluten-free peanut butter oatmeal cookie, and Toffee-tastics, a gluten-free butter cookie with toffee pieces. This is the first time gluten-free cookies are being introduced in the Girl Scouts menu, embracing the many cookie fans who are gluten intolerant. The cookies will be available for a limited time and will be available online at the new Girl Scout Cookie online store. Here are the full cookie descriptions. The rah-rah raisins made with whole grain oats, plump, juicy raisins, and Greek yogurt-flavored chunks. The gluten-free Trios, made with real peanut butter, real chocolate chips, real butter, and certified gluten-free whole grain oats. There are no artificial flavors, no artificial colors, no high fructose corn syrup, no palm oil, and no hydrogenated oils. Trios Girl Scout cookies are produced in a dedicated gluten-free facility and certified gluten-free. And the gluten-free Toffee-tastic, buttery cookies packed with golden toffee bits, bursting with flavor. They are certified gluten-free as well. Women are 50% more likely to suffer from the winter blues compared to men. Women find it harder to get up in the morning and get motivated during the winter months when compared to men. Because of a woman's biological and hormonal internal clocks, they are more sensitive to time changes and cycles of sunlight and darkness. To deal with the blues, over 30% of them turn to comfort foods to make themselves feel better. In order to survive the winter months and avoid the carbs, it's suggested that women be sure to exercise, nest, and find ways to get in the sun. Felicia Rashad, a.k.a. Claire Huxtable, is firing back at the women accusing Bill Cosby of sexual assault. Rashad stands behind him. She told Showbiz 411 that in the years she's known him, she has never seen the behavior alleged by the women who say they were drugged and raped or sexually harassed. Rashad said, "Forget these women. What you're seeing is the destruction of a legacy, and I think it's orchestrated. I don't know why or who's doing it, but it's the legacy, and it's a legacy that's so important to the culture." Rashad dismisses claims from both Beverly Johnson and Janice Dickinson. "Oh, please," she said when their names came up. She's also quick to defend Camille Cosby, adding, "This is a tough woman, a smart woman. She's no pushover." Rashad said that Camille Cosby had not been complicit or looked the other way as her husband terrorized women for the last 50 years. She said someone is determined to keep Bill Cosby off TV, and it's worked. All his contracts have been canceled. When asked about the legacy of The Cosby Show, Rashad replied, "This show represented America to the outside world. This was the American family, and now you're seeing it destroyed. Why?" She said Cosby himself is probably too proud to raise a defense. So what to do about Cosby's accusers? Rashad feels strongly that some other forces at play, for some reason, Cosby's great strides in education as well as show business are being ruined so that new generations will only remember him by the scandal. And what about a defense from the man himself? Rashad said if he spoke now, what do you think the media would do with it? The amazing Kreskin has been performing for decades and going so far as having audiences hide his paycheck somewhere in the venue he's playing. He was the inspiration for the John Malkovich movie, The Great Buck Howard. And he's back with predictions for 2015 as he approaches his 80th birthday on Monday.
Yes, January 12th of this year, next Monday, is my 80th birthday. So it's a few days after that we will want to talk because I have at the special party in New York some important things about myself. I don't want to go into myself right now. But I'll tell you what, I want to alert the listeners right now that in the coming year, and this is a side of me people haven't heard of, but since I'm a thought reader, I spend all my time with audiences, and I know what's on their mind. I know what the concerns are. We're going to have this coming year probably one out of every five private homes broken into with a crime circuit that is continuing. But there's an interesting thing that I feel very strongly about this. First of all, the break-ins will be mainly in the daytime. You heard me, folks. Not at night. They will be mainly in the daytime, and it will be not be one person. It will be two or three people. But the criminal mind now, the way they're thinking, and I've been involved in 84 crime cases as the priors in a special evening a few weeks ago, a showcase when I talked about my work in that area. What they will do is they will case a city block, and they will see the pattern of behavior on the block, when houses are empty, when they're not full. Now, let's talk about security. Let me tell you the facts of things. When they break in the house, if the alarm goes off, they will not leave. No way, no way. They will stay, they will ransack, and they will move very fast, so a lot of damage will be done, because they will leave within 8.5 minutes or so, simply because they're aware that it takes at least 8-10 minutes for the police ever to get to a house. So that's a new pattern. One of the ways of fighting it, aside from electronic devices and always having somebody at home, is something I will not go into now. There's not time. It's a word we do not know the meaning of. We've forgotten. It's called neighborhood. At one time, kids could play out at 10 at night, and Mrs. So-and-so down the street would look out the window and say, get yourself back in the house. It's getting late now. People overlooked, saw each other, and saw suspicious movement. That's going to be the hope of the future.
Any good news predictions?
Well, good news as far as like who's going to win the Super Bowl or what's going to be taking place and what happens. Yeah, I got some very interesting, exciting news for college students because I do over 1,000 university shows through the years in this country and in Canada. And that is, by the way, don't worry about how you're doing in high school and so forth. The bottom line is, and some are taking my advice, you may be better off not going to college when you leave high school. Listen to me. You'll get a job, a low-paying job or just a job to find out how the real world functions. And then 2 years later, go to college. And I got to tell you something. You may do much better because you have a better handle on life. And by the way, a number of colleges have already agreed with me, including here in New Jersey, and now are espousing, hey, wait a couple of years before you start. Now, let's talk about young people and the automobile market and the house market. There's going to be, this may not be the best news for the business of selling cars and houses, but they're going to have a drop in sales because college students, give them credit, they're going to find it's going to be add to their success. Without the jobs that are available in a lot of towns, they're going to find by going to the city that they can get substantial work. But they will realize, whether it's New York City, Los Angeles, what have you, you don't want to have a car in a city like this. You can't even drive around. You will learn to use the subways and do what people that work at radio, television, and businesses throughout New York do. They travel by the subway. As far as buying a house, we're told by our politicians, who are certainly more aligned to organized crime, I think, than they are to the founders of this country, but that's a whole other prediction I want to make. But bottom line is that the answer is not that we all have a house. I didn't have one until I was performing way into my career, but you will be living in an apartment with others. I can talk to you about people right now who work at television stations who live four to a room because they get to know each other better, they get to know what what's going on, and they can make ends meet. So the new future of college students is going to be without a car and without a house.
Interesting. So now, the big 80th birthday on Monday, do you plan?
Oh, my God. After the 12th, you're interested in folks in pursuing some things further. You make some arrangements. We'll talk further. But I got to tell you this. A year ago, in 1 year between radio, television, and concerts around the world, I did exactly 364 appearances. Keep myself fairly busy, and we got to talk real soon about some other things.
All right, very good, Kreskin. All the best.
I love you. Listen, I'm not going to say goodbye. In the spirit of broadcasting, let's just say to be continued, okay?
You got it. Happy New Year, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
With the amazing Kreskin, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.